Because you know his story. When Arius and at the Great Council of Nicaea in 325, and so St. Nicholas got in a fight with him. And he won the fight. Because he wasn't going to let the wrong teaching get in the way of life, get in the way of his teaching the truth. Because unless you teach the right thing about Jesus, you can't live with Jesus, you see? Because he is the one that gave us the correct way of living, and anything else is going to hurt us. So he fought for the right things. And I think this is the way we should live. We should do as we ought to live. We should teach as we think to be. And then finally, we should defend with our lives the truth at all times. So if you get it from God, you'll think the right things and you'll do the right things. That's the spiritual life. If you receive it, you'll think it. If you think it, you'll act on it. You know, some people think that they can learn about the faith just by reading it. But no, you have to live the daily life of the faith, and then you'll get good thoughts, and then when you get good thoughts, you'll do good things. It's as simple as that. Get it from God, obey it from God, your thoughts will be purified, you'll have a clarity. If your conscience is clear, you'll do what God does when you hear. And if you hear what God wants you to do, you'll never fear. And that is the truth of the spiritual life, my brothers and sisters. So receive it, think it, and do it. And the Christian life then is pure act and energy.